This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and NATO on Wednesday rejected key Russian security demands for easing tensions over Ukraine, but left open the possibility of future talks with Moscow to discuss other issues like arms control, missile deployments, and ways to prevent military incidents. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that it was not an easy discussion, but that is why the meeting was so important.
They expressed serious concern about the Russian military buildup in and around Ukraine and called on Russia to immediately de-escalate the situation.
The meeting, the first of its kind in more than 2 years, was called amid deep concerns in the West that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. Moscow has around 100,000 combat-ready troops, tanks, and heavy military equipment massed near Ukraine's eastern border. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing calls for his resignation over a party that was held during a coronavirus lockdown, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
There was a garden party in May of 2020 at Johnson's Downing Street office.
Mr. Speaker, I want to apologize.
Johnson says he considered it a work event to thank staff for their efforts during the pandemic. Opposition leader Keir Starmer has another view.
His defense that he didn't realize he was at a party. It is so ridiculous.
Starmer says the only question left is,
will the British public kick him out? Will his party kick him out? Or will he do the decent thing and resign?
Yeah.
Johnson's response,
I regret very much that we did not do things differently.
At the time, Britons were banned by law from meeting more than one person outside their households. I'm Ed Donahue.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The COVID-19 case surge in the United States is renewing a nationwide debate over masks. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Any mask is better than no mask.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the best type is the one you will actually wear.
The one you can keep on all day long, that you can tolerate in public indoor settings and tolerate where you need to wear it.
The White House says it's strongly considering options for making high-quality masks available to all Americans. But besides which one to wear, the debate again centers on whether to require them, especially in schools. From Wyoming's capital city to the University of Missouri, mask mandates are being lifted or voted out. The University of Arizona, though, now requires medical-grade masks be worn indoors where there's no social distancing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A judge has given the green light to a lawsuit against Britain's Prince Andrew by an American woman who says he sexually abused her when she was 17. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The U.S. district judge says Andrew's lawyers failed to successfully challenge the constitutionality of the lawsuit Virginia Giuffre filed against the prince in August, saying she was coerced into sexual encounters with him in 2001 by Jeffrey Epstein and his longtime companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. Andrew's attorneys had said the lawsuit lacked specificity and was disqualified by a deal Giuffre reached in 2009 with lawyers for Epstein. He killed himself 3 years ago in jail as he awaited a sex trafficking trial. Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking-related charges last month. Julie Walker, New York.
World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic of Serbia said Wednesday that he made an error in judgment and should have immediately gone on into isolation when he tested positive for COVID-19. We get more from Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson.
Questions arose about the Serbian star's movements when social media posts appeared to show him in Belgrade, less than 2 weeks before he headed to Spain and then on to Australia. The player also apologizes in his statement for attending an interview and photo shoot on December the 18th, the day after he said he learned he had tested positive for COVID-19 for the second time. Djokovic was only released from Melbourne's immigration detention on Monday after being held there for several days. Officials had revoked his visa amid questions over his medical exemption for a requirement to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The tennis star now faces the possibility of having his visa revoked for a second time, just days before he's due to defend his title at the Australian Open.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.